It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Huge show for you today. Lots to talk about. Will New York ban fur? John Catsimatidis in studio before we're done. New York's favorite billionaire. Shelley Goldberg with a parenting hack. Kristen B. Tate on immigration proposals being put forward by Senator Lindsey Graham. And in the green room to start it all, Kelsey Bowler and breakfast.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
It's nothing short of an attack on women's basic human rights and civil rights. And it's something that women of America are going to have to fight against. With everything they've got.
Okay, what about the women that disagree with you, Kristen Gillibrand? Really? Women are going to have to fight with everything they've got. Well, what about women who just don't see it the way you see it, Kristen Gillibrand? She's talking about the Alabama abortion ban that's basically going to end abortion in that state. I don't know all the details of the legislation, but it's going to be the most pro-life. And guess what? It's going to the Supreme Court. That's my feeling right up front. Let's get some thoughts on this from one of those independent women that Kristen Gillibrand deigns to speak for. She's a fellow at the Independent Women's Forum. She's a reporter for the Daily Signal, doing a fantastic job there. She's also a writer. She writes also for the Daily Signal, also for thefederalist.com. She's a podcast host of the Problematic Women podcast, and she's with us each week at Kevin McCullough Radio. Kelsey Bowler, welcome back. Good to talk to you.
Thanks for having me.
So, what do you, like, roll your eyes when you hear Kristen Gillibrand say that?
This is so frustrating. So there's basically two laws, one passed in Georgia, and the governor signed that into law, which basically
the heartbeat bill.
Most abortions,
right.
Exactly, after 6 weeks. And then this one in Alabama, the governor has yet to sign it, but obviously it has the left in a frenzy. And what is so frustrating when you hear the way that they attempt to push back and fight against this legislation is they make it seem like it's a women's issue. And it's women's job to come out and fight against it, when in reality, there are millions of women who support these laws, who identify as pro-life. Almost as many women as men identify as pro-life. And just to give you an idea, it's interesting to look at these two laws in the context of what we saw happen in New York, which is enabling abortion basically up until the point that the baby
after,
is in the birth canal.
After birth, the baby gets delivered, we can still kill it in New York.
Right. We're now having conversations about infanticide, which is very frightening, I think, from a moral perspective, obviously also from a legal perspective. But 6 in 10 Americans Americans identify as pro-choice, but they want abortion limited to the first trimester.
Right.
So, you know, the majority of Americans are in this gray space, in this middle area where they want to restrict abortion early on. And what the Democrats are pushing is the exact opposite. It's obviously no longer about safe, legal, and rare. It's about abortion at any time, at any point. And so these laws that you're seeing from the opposite perspective come from the pro-life movement are going to challenge that. And yes, very likely will end up at the Supreme Court.
Well, and, you know, Kristen Gillibrand should be careful what she wishes for, because that court looks a lot different than it did when her guy was in there a few months ago.
Absolutely. And, you know, these aren't the only laws that could end up there. We also have laws involving when a baby can feel pain in the womb. And that really presents a challenge for the Supreme Court, because we're talking about, you know, Roe v. Wade is based on babies' viability. And as science continues to improve, it enables babies in the womb to survive outside of the womb at younger and younger stages. So how do our laws reflect that? How do they keep up? I'm really interested to see them take on a case involving that 20-week abortion, pain-capable.
Yeah, the pain-capable acts are great. The heartbeat bill is great, because all of that stuff was not addressed in Roe. Roe decided that it was human biological material, but they couldn't ascribe life or personhood to it, because they chose to remain fuzzy in the understanding of it. Science has come so far since 1973 that most incoming freshman classes, Kelsey, you know this, you've reported on it, they've seen their brothers and sisters in utero long before they ever met them in person. So you've got a generation or more of people that have gotten used to seeing people before they were born.
Right. And that's why you do see the pro-life movement gaining momentum. The left tries to pretend it's the opposite, but polls will tell you that more and more Americans are identifying as pro-life. And I think that's because that's what the science reflects.
Yeah.
So it's very hard to argue. You know, the party of science is constantly trying to argue against science when it comes to abortion. It can be very frustrating, especially for pro-life women who are constantly ignored in this conversation. It's like we don't matter. We don't have an opinion or perspective. It's if you're a woman, you have to support abortion, which is just absolutely not true, according to all the polls.
Well, and you know, it's interesting. New York City and Philadelphia, within the last 2 weekends, held two of the largest pro-life gatherings. One a little more spontaneously in Philadelphia had about 1,000 or more people when they expected maybe a few dozen. And then in New York, we had 20,000 people when the New York Post said there were 400. And, you know, Kelsey, I've said it. I think I've said it to you. I've said it on the show many times. I think 2020 is going to be blue states getting bluer, and in places where they are blue, that's going to get very dark blue and much more rigid in terms of the extremism. But I think red states are getting redder. And I think that some of those red states are Rust Belt states. And I think that when you talk to church-going union members in Michigan about whether or not the child that has survived a birth procedure should be allowed to be killed in the doctor's office or in the hospital post-birth, I think they just like, who are these loony people that live in, you know, these places where they do this stuff? What kind of cannibals now inhabit the cities of you know, the blue states?
Right. I think any conversation surrounding abortion bubbles down to one simple question, and that is, when a woman finds out she's pregnant, what is that inside of her? It, you know, according mm-hmm. to all the scientific books, it is a human being. And it, you know, if you acknowledge that, why is it okay to kill a human being? And it's such a fundamental question that, unfortunately, the mainstream media doesn't press Democrats and activists on the left and on enough to really question, you know, if that is a human being, then why is it okay to murder? It's obviously not okay to murder human beings outside the womb, so why is it okay to do so inside?
No, that's where that whole infanticide discussion falls on its face for the left, because they have to acknowledge not only is it human DNA, it's distinct DNA from its mother. It's not the same person. So you're not just getting rid of a lump of cells or, you know, a cyst or something else. This is an actual human being that has a separate identity all the way around. Okay, real quickly, you had some interesting thoughts about Don Trump Jr. in this morning's Bright email, going back in front of the Senate Judiciary, or is it? No, not Judiciary, the committee that's
Intelligence.
What's your take on that?
You know, I am surprised that Donald Trump Jr. agreed to this, but it sounds like they did put in some pretty strict requirements on the length of the time he's willing to testify and the types of questions that he is willing to answer. He's already testified for, I believe, 9 or 10 hours in front of the same committee. You know, we know Lindsey Graham thought he absolutely should not go back and testify, but he was facing a subpoena, and, you know, hopefully hopefully they reach some sort of compromise and we can move on, because we do know that most Americans, you know, if they did read the Mueller report or if they didn't, they're ready to move on. There's nothing found there. And this is just yet another example of, unfortunately, Republicans actually had this committee. So this is an example of Republicans.
Yeah, I don't get Burr. Burr doesn't make any sense to me. Okay, real quickly. Breakfast is a social construct. What are you talking about, Lady Bowler?
This is an interesting article that all you listeners should go read at The Atlantic, talking about the history of breakfast and why Americans eat such a limited variety of food for our first meal. It also looks at different countries and what their breakfast consists of. And, you know, in other countries, I just experienced this when I was in Thailand. They're eating, you know, pad thai for breakfast. That's very normal. They'll eat the same things that they eat for lunch and dinner for breakfast. In fact, like dumplings that we often associate here with only dinner, they sometimes only serve them as an option at breakfast in Asian countries. And it really reflects sort of the privilege that we have as Americans to eat such a small variety of food where everyone else kind of eats what they have in front of them.
Yeah.
So I think it's just an interesting, fun read to learn about the history of breakfast.
It
and
was.
How it's evolved in America.
I learned something from it. And friends, you can get it from the Bright Email. She edits the Wednesday edition, and you can get that at getbrightemail.com. Kelsey, my best breakfast ever that I've ever had, Israel. You wake up in the morning, all the salad buffets that they have laid out, all the produce and all the quinoa and everything else, that the couscous and all the other stuff. Great, great breakfast in Israel. I'm big, big advocate of it. Anyway, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me. I'm going to try that out.
Follow her on Twitter, read her in the Daily Signal. She's a fellow at the Independent Women's Forum, and we're honored that she's part of Kevin McCullough Radio. Coming back, Kristen B. Tate's in the green room, standing by. Don't go away.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Tons of volume here on Manhattan's west side. On the southbound west side highway, we're jammed up from the 90s right down on the 12th Avenue and down into the 30s. Only one lane gets by between 34th Street and 30th Street. That's all because of tons of emergency activity, all responding to the helicopter crash in the Hudson River that happened a couple hours ago. You want to avoid that stretch of the west side of Manhattan for sure. Heading uptown, we're slow from basically the 90s on up to the GW Bridge. FDR northbound slows from the Williamsburg Bridge to the Triborough Bridge, again from the 150s on up. Southbound we're slow from the 130s right down into the 50s. In New Jersey, southbound Turnpike Western Spur, slow 18W to 15W. Southbound Eastern Spur, heavy 16E to 15X. Parkway jammed up both ways from the Union Tolls up towards the area of 153 in Clifton. Across the Hudson River, about 30 to 40 minutes outbound at the Holland Tunnel. Citybound, we're doing okay, about 15 each way at the Lincoln Tunnel. And not a bad ride with the George Washington Bridge. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Is there any activity, physical activity, that provides you with daily pain? If there is, can I make a suggestion? Do what I did. Do what Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher have done. Become a consumer of Relief Factor. 100% drug-free. No side effects. Utterly natural ingredients. The 3-week quick starter pack costs less than $20. I took it. I had a lower back pain issue within 2 weeks. Utterly resolved. Tens of thousands of Salem listeners are customers of ReliefFactor.com. Go to the website and check the testimonials from across the country. Most impressive of all, unheard of percentage in this industry. More than 70% of those who try the 3-week quick starter relief pack become regular customers. That tells you everything you need to know. Why shouldn't you be the next success story in the Relief Factor enterprise? Go to relieffactor.com. What have you got to lose?
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the smart way to buy Rock.com Studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy, only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug.
If I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up.
Did someone just say, if I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up? Ma'am, what if my partner, this wild emu, and I told you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need?
I'd say sign me up for Liberty Mutual. And also, your emu is eating my tire.
Limu! No. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM970. TheAnswer.com.
Libertarian or conservative? How about a take on government that's just chock full of common sense? Kristen B. Tate gives her take exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
If we can find a reasonable solution and the president says no to more immigration reforms, then I think he will own this problem.
But what if you find a reasonable approach to the solution and you're able to stop the humanitarian crisis at the border? And the president goes along with it. What if you're able to actually make that happen? Would you not see the end of Democrat people across the universe as we know it? Would the heads not just instantaneously turn into what the characters did at the end of Infinity War? They just all turn into dust and flow away. That would be something to see. Don't know if it's going to happen. Someone who has opinions on this, has been to the border, has seen the border, believes that the border is a priority. Kristen B. Tate rejoins us. KristenBTate.com. That's her website. It's kind of cool. So simple. You get all of her columns there. You can see all of her TV appearances. You can buy her books. It's so easy. Kristen, thanks for coming on back. So he introduces
a
four-pronged bill today, and he says this is designed to stop the humanitarian crisis at the border. He adds that he wants to change the laws so that unaccompanied minors could be sent back to their homes in a safe and secure way. He's proposing 500 new immigration judges to deal with asylum. I think the president's plan kind of called for the same thing, but they have nearly 900,000 applications to look at, Kristen, and that's why this crisis is so big. You can't work through that workload legitimately and, you know, come out with any type of time frame that's going to be satisfactory to anybody.
Right. Well, this is a very common sense, logical solution by Lindsey Graham, but you know it's not going to pass through the House because the Democrats aren't interested in common sense, reasonable solutions. As you know, Kevin, I spent a lot of my childhood up in the Northeast in New England. A lot of my family lives up in New Hampshire. And when you're up there, these debates about immigration seem really detached from everyday life. It's just kind of this ideological debate that we all have up there. But when you come down to Texas, you can really see the effects of illegal immigration and this crisis firsthand. The public schools down here are becoming overflooded with foreign students. Blue-collar wages are being driven down. There's a crime element. This is a crisis, and I've spent a lot of time in Laredo and McAllen, which, of course, are both border cities, and all you've got to do is park your car on high ground, and you can watch waves of people coming across. But what's really shocking is these people aren't trying to sneak in. They're actually coming in and looking for Border Patrol because, as you mentioned, they know they're just going to get released because the system is so clogged up that now Border Patrol agents, if these people are from non-contiguous countries and they can't just turn them around, they release them while these people wait for their immigration court dates. I saw a report in the Wall Street Journal that said it's gotten so bad and we're so over flooded that they're not even going to do temporary detentions anymore. So we're literally just going to catch and release with no tracking devices. So this is a true crisis, but unfortunately, one of the major parties wants to just make the crisis worse, essentially, and they're not interested in solutions.
Well, Graham is kind of toughening things up on a couple of sides. So he wants to speed up the asylum applications, but he's also currently the law says that you can hold the families with a minor for 20 days. He wants to extend that to 100. I think even that would be at least a small deterrent, because if people know that I've got to now sit for nearly 3 months before I can be brought in, you know, how do you survive for 3 months? So, you know, I think on even on some level, if you extend the detention time, if you make it more difficult to get in, I think every roadblock you put up sends the message that it's not going to be as easy to get in now. And that's going to be on some level a deterrent. But obviously, we need a secure border. Obviously, we need barriers that keep that disallow people from doing what you just described to us.
Right. And there are so many reasonable solutions beyond just what Lindsey Graham has proposed. And they're all common sense. But again, the reason I'm very skeptical that any of this will become reality is because the Democrats aren't interested in these solutions. And it's very frustrating.
Yeah.
And again, I want to stress to your listeners, because I know you have a lot of listeners in New York who may not realize the real magnitude of this. If anyone really wants to see what immigration is doing to this country, I urge them to come to Arizona, come to Texas, Southern California, see the places where these people are showing up, and you'll immediately recognize that, this isn't just an ideological debate. This really is changing our country in a significant, intangible way.
Right. Sounds like it would be a great focus of a new book by Christian B. Tate at some point in time, which, by the way, you can get all of her books at KristenBTate.com. Did I mention that? She has a website, KristenBTate.com. Go check it out. Kristen, so let's shift this then. So how does that impact the 2020 discussion? Because obviously Trump's going to run on we've got to toughen things up. It seems like the Democrats are going to say, no, there's no real problem here. Wouldn't that then help Donald Trump in Texas and Arizona and New Mexico?
Yeah, it would. And that's the reason I believe he got elected in 2016 is mostly because of immigration. So I do think that immigration will be a big, big win for Trump in terms of just something to stump on. However, it was an exciting platform in 2016. It was new. No one had really addressed the issue in such a bold way like Trump did. So he's going to have to find a way in 2020 to convince his voters that, you know, if we vote for him again, he can really fix this problem. Because unfortunately, you know, Trump's only one guy. He can't do everything by himself. And this problem on Trump's watch has only gotten worse. I mean, we keep seeing record numbers of people coming across.
Over 500,000 now.
So I do think
19.
It will help Trump.
Yeah.
I think this is a good issue for him to run on, but he's going to need to bring some fresh ideas. Can't just complain about it. We need solutions.
Well, and you got to get Congress back, because what you pointed out at the top of this segment is the problem. Lindsey Graham can come up with a great plan. You can't get the majority in the House to sign off on it. It's dead in the water, which is going to be, I think, also part of his argument. You've got to give me people that will work with me, not establishment rhinos. You got to give me, and I don't care who they are, but if they'll vote with the president, you got to get them in office so that he can get the amazing small amount of his agenda he hasn't been able to accomplish is some of the most important parts of it. And that's why he needs to be making that case every single day.
Exactly right.
Kristen,
exactly right.
Kristen B. Tate, KristenBTate.com. You can follow her on Twitter, buy her books, read her stuff. Do it. Kevin McCullough.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
We have clouds mixed with sun at 67 degrees. What's going on? We have the answer. Well, a helicopter that had just refueled at the 30th Street heliport on the west side of Manhattan suddenly lost altitude and ended up in the Hudson River about 2:25 this afternoon. The pilot was able to land on the river and exited the chopper. The chopper was floating in the FDNY, and the NYPD managed to secure it and drag it to the side of the heliport. A New York Waterway ferry crew aboard the Governor Thomas Keene rescued the pilot after the helicopter crashed in the river. Captain Adam Ciano was carrying passengers between West 39th Street in Manhattan and 14th Street in Hoboken when he saw the chopper go down. This is Captain Ciano's second rescue in 10 years with the company. Deckhand Edwin Montoya deployed the Jason's Cradle rescue device off the bow of the ferry and then pulled the pilot aboard. There was no one else on the helicopter. The new Statue of Liberty Museum is celebrating its opening with a star-studded gala this evening. Lisa G. has more.
Talk show host Seth Meyers will be hosting. Oprah Winfrey delivers the keynote address, while Gloria Estefan and Tony Bennett are set to perform. The multi-million-dollar museum opens to the public Thursday, and visitors will be able to touch a model of the statue's foot and look through artifacts and old souvenirs. Access to the museum is free with the purchase of a ferry ticket to Liberty Island. Lisa G., NBC News Radio, New York.
In sports, Yankees on top of the Orioles in the sixth inning at the stadium by a score of 5-3. It's game one of a doubleheader. Mets take on the Nationals in Washington tonight. Taking a look at the traffic, we're jammed on the west side of Manhattan. Southwest Side Highway from the 90s down on the 12th Avenue down into the 30s. Only one lane gets by in the mid-30s because of all the activity in regards to that helicopter crash. Not much better on the northbound side. Mostly cloudy tonight. Chance of a shower, low 54. Partly sunny tomorrow, high 70. Clouds for Friday, high 75. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Specially priced, limited-time offer from MyPillow. Did you hear about it? Mike Lindell called into the show to tell us personally. He's now offering a two-pack of MyPillow Queen premium pillows for only $69.98. That's $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com, or you can call 800-506-2641 and use promo code KMC. I do it because ever since I've been sleeping on my pillow, I've got no more interrupted sleep, no more folding the pillow in half, no more flat, useless, lifeless pillows. My pillow changed my life. It stays cool all night long. It keeps its shape. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. My pillow comes with a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty that you can get for $34.99? I didn't think so. Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums now, $69.98. It's a limited-time offer, which means it will go away soon. This is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. That's 800-506-2641, promo code KMC.
I'm Angela Aranella, buyer for toys at Party City. I have two little girls. I'm working to show them that women can work and still be moms. They think actually I'm kind of cool because I buy toys. What am I working for? I'm working to make kids happy. There's really no better feeling than that.
At ADP, we're designing a better way to work so you can achieve what you're working for. HR, talent, time, benefits, and payroll. Informed by data and designed for people. Learn more at design.adp.com.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial 3.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com.
She's helped parents do it better since her days at New York One. Now, she helps you hack the parenting code one tip at a time. Shelley Goldberg and the Parenting Express, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, it's important that you as a parent feel like you can, you know, master this journey that you're on a little bit better every day if possible. But what we try to do is at least give you one tip per week that helps you become a better parent, that helps you with a skill set, that helps you with some ideas, that gives you some options about how to do the job of being a parent even better. And we call it the Parenting Express because it goes quick. But Shelley Goldberg, former parenting reporter for New York One, is our guest, and I'm always appreciative of the stuff she brings to the table. And Shelley, it's getting to be summertime. It's closer now. The air conditioners are kicking on. Well, they did a week ago. This week, I turned the heater back on. But it is time to start thinking about that kind of fear and trepidation for most moms. What am I going to do come summertime? How can we help moms and dads figure out what to do better this year?
Well, this is a great time this summer to work on and practice those social skills, those making friends skills that so many kids have so much difficulty with. And it really is the foundation of so much of our happiness. In fact, there was a 75-year study at Harvard, Kevin, where they reinforced and confirmed what we all know, that having friendships and great relationships really determine a lot of our happiness. So how can we help kids over the summer? We have the time now, and there are so many things that moms, dads, and grandparents can do. So first, this is the time, and I know you already do this stuff, Kevin, play games with your kids of any age. Why? Because social interactive skills teach them skills that they're going to need in making friends.
Mm-hmm.
Things like cooperation, competitiveness, how to win, how to lose, how to compromise, especially in sports. But those are the things that you can do over the summer with kids of any age, and you really are helping them with skills that will help them to make friends. You want to also work with your kids on those role-playing skills. What do you do when you meet new people, new friends? Eye contact, a smile, the power of a smile. How do you open the conversation? How do you begin to have, you can't say to another child, let's go for a cup of coffee. So how do you begin conversations? And by you showing your kids, just by fun role-playing, you're helping them. The summer is also a great time to try new hobbies, sports, go to lectures, events, travel together. Because as your kids learn new things, whether it's fishing, water skiing, tennis, you're giving them things to talk about over the summer with new friends that they're making. And also when they go back to school, they have wonderful things to talk about that they're passionate about and that they love that will help them in making friends.
Mm.
The other thing you can do, Kevin, is once you try something new with James, let's say, one of your sons, you can then research. Go and use the computer to research where in the neighborhood or in the area close to where you live, you might find other families who are also playing tennis or fishing. And then go on an adventure together, and you might make a new friend, Kevin, and your son might make a new friend.
I'm glad that you're concerned about me making friends. That touches me, actually, Shelley. I'm glad. Nobody's cared if I made a good new friend in a long time. No, but you know what? You're absolutely right. In fact, coming into this summer, Master James has begun greatly studying the game of chess, and he loves reading about it. He loves playing it, and he cannot play it enough. So he's, at my bedside at 7 a.m. on a Saturday, hey, Dad, can we play chess? I'm like, it's 7 a.m. Please go back to bed. But no, it's and we've played a lot more chess. I've played more chess in the last 3 weeks than we've played maybe in my entire life. And he's getting good because he's beaten me a few times now. So this is starting to be a lot of fun. And I think that the summer is going to be a place where even more of that. In fact, what you were saying about the outdoors and going on adventure, my boys want to learn more about basketball. And our former neighbors that are just about a mile away from us have two boys that also want to play more basketball. I coached hoops at the college level for about 7 years. This would be a great time to get them all down on the school court just down the block from us and start working on layups and free throws and that kind of stuff. I mean, just, teaching them when they're young. So great, great ideas, Shelley Goldberg. Read about them. Go listen to any of them that you miss. The podcast is in the podcast universe, Calvin McCullough Radio at SoundCloud.com, also on iTunes. And Shelley, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Calvin McCullough Radio, when we come back, the Catman sits down with Calvin McCullough.
What does a school bell bring to mind? The day's end or the end of school entirely?
as in kids dropping out. At Communities in Schools, we're helping at-risk students whose ability to show up for school is jeopardized by hardships.
They've always had my back. They've always done anything to help me.
Anytime I needed support, they were there.
We work in schools to help kids stay in school.
Communities in Schools never gave up on me. They told me I can do it, and I did it.
See how we help all students succeed at communitiesinschools.org.
When it comes to protecting your family, home, or business, you need a name you can trust. You need us, Honig Conti Perino Insurance. In Manhattan since 1902, we're family-owned, experienced, and credible. We believe in a face-to-face, roll-up-your-sleeves approach. Our clients receive individual and personal care. Honig Conti Perino, the name to trust. Call 212-777-7113 or honigconti.com. HONIGCONTE.com. Honig Conti Perino, not just providing insurance, but insurance guidance.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Our legislators told us a fib. In fact, they sold us a whole big bill of goods on congestion pricing. It has nothing to do with congestion and everything to do with taking more money from hardworking New Yorkers. Suburban commuters will be hit with outrageous tolls just to drive into Manhattan's business district. Manhattan residents will see their cost of goods skyrocket because delivery trucks pass down those costs to the consumers. Doesn't anybody know that? No one wins under congestion pricing, plain and simple. All the money in the world won't fix our transit crisis. Lawmakers should be calling for a transparent and accountable MTA. Instead, they prioritized another cash grab over substantial reform. Tell Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins and her Senate allies that congestion pricing must be repealed. Call Leader Stewart-Cousins at 518-455-2585. Let her know that congestion pricing has to go. To learn more, visit ReclaimNYNow.org/congestion-pricing. This ad has been paid for by Reclaim Initiative, a nonprofit, nonpartisan 501c4 organization.
Tune in every Saturday at noon for Healthline with Dr. Bob Marshall, Ph.D., and get answers to all your health-related questions. That's Healthline with Dr. Bob Marshall, Ph.D., Saturdays at noon on AM 970, The Answer.
Imagine your increase in sales with your website at the top of search engines, getting first crack at millions of potential customers. We know how to make that happen. We're Salem Surround, digital marketing experts who offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness with ideas to dramatically grow your profits. Salem Surround, total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com, connecting you with new customers.
You're fierce. You take care of business and don't hold back. Taking care of your health shouldn't be any different. You know when something's off. Don't ignore symptoms like fatigue, joint pain, and rashes. Listen to your body. It could be lupus. We're here to help you take control. Learn how at BeFiercetakeControl.org. Brought to you by the Lupus Foundation of America and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Use different cutting boards so that the bacteria in raw meats and seafood and their juices doesn't touch prep surfaces of other foods. Roughly 3,000 Americans will die from food poisoning this year, but you can keep your family safer by separating raw meats and seafood from other foods. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio.com. Get the app at AM97TheAnswer.com.
Everywhere I go, I change it all.
He is New York's most beloved billionaire. Most New Yorkers think he would have been a great mayor. And now, New York's Catman, John Catsimatidis, sits exclusively with Kevin McCullough Radio.
And not just John Catsimatidis Sr., but I am blessed with two John Catsimatidises joining us tonight, Junior and Senior, both in studio. Hello, gentlemen.
I'm glad the son of cats is here.
That's right. Hey, before I go any further, you and Lady Margot were very kind and gracious in inviting my lovely bride and I to come support AJ on Monday night. Great turnout. Standing room only. Wall to wall. Lincoln Day dinner. And I didn't realize that you had been kind of like the revival mechanism for the Lincoln Day dinners. But they had did they die off at some point and you brought them back?
They pretty much died for a little period of time.
How'd that happen?
And mediocre leadership.
Okay.
You know, in anything in life, mediocre leadership will
ruin everything.
You take any company.
Yeah.
If you look at the CEO, if he's mediocre, sure to stop.
There you go. So we had a great time, and Don Trump Jr. and Kimberly Guilfoyle were your guests of honor, and gave a great insight going into 2020. Were you aware of anything differently after Don spoke on?
Not really. I mean, look, what was the old expression? It's the economy, stupid.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, unemployment is the lowest it's ever been. The economy, people feel good about it.
Wages are growing.
People are spending money on their credit cards because they feel good about
yeah.
it. The market is up. So what is there to complain about?
And it's up, John Jr., with China trying to, you know, slap back, I guess, at the tariff issue. But who really wins in the long term when you're talking about current tete-a-tete when it comes to economic sanctions and tariffs and so forth?
Well, we've been letting them eat our lunch for 20 years, ever since we let them join the WTO in 2001.
And eat our lunch and raid the pantry all at the same time.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, so we've been exporting our middle-class jobs there and into other low-cost labor markets and funding low interest rates, which has allowed companies to build factories overseas. And at the same time, we've been taxing them and not doing job retraining, and we have a huge student debt crisis. And all of this kind of compounds into one. And finally, we have a president who's willing to attack them. So we're going to have a little bit of short-term pain, but it's for the long-term growth of the country.
Yeah, well, and
what we tweeted last week, I tweeted it last Monday, and I think the president tweeted it on Wednesday, is the Chinese have a long-term attitude towards this.
Yes, they're playing the long game.
And if they feel that there's a Democrat that they have in their pocket, then they're going to wait till 2020 if there's a chance that they don't have to give up what they want, what President Trump wants them to give up,
which is primarily intellectual property. Like, they just rob us blind on how to make everything we ever want to sell there.
Listen, for many, many years we wanted to help them, and we've helped them, but now their game plan is to surpass us, and it's a war game. It's not war with bullets. It's not war with missiles. It's war on economics,
right?
And I think the Americans have been – we've been acting kind of stupid lately. John, how would you put it?
No, I mean, definitely they're winning on manufacturing. They've taken all of those jobs. But at the same time, they have a national imperative for things like STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and math, where, you know, they're graduating last year 4.7 million grads in STEM, and we only graduated 568,000. If you compound that forward over 30 years, that's where we're going to have the real problems. They don't have to worry about getting reelected, and they can say, hey, I'm going to dedicate $1 billion to this AI program, where we have some of our companies who are not willing to invest in
now,
it, like
you
Google.
You got to slow up, John.
Yeah.
You know, not everybody knows what AI is and whatever.
Oh, so my listeners
talk,
do.
Yeah, but let's talk to the average person. You know, artificial intelligence.
Yeah, so artificial intelligence, there's a few definitions, but in the broadest sense, you use an algorithm you train an algorithm using large sets of data to kind of make predictions.
But not only that, they're actually AIs are starting to be self-learning. So they're actually adapting to the new data that is presented upon changes being made. It's one of the reasons why my show does the only weekly tech segment in all of Talk Radio Anywhere, because if we don't have a handle on that particular development and what's going on there, and there's so much news in that section every single week. We're just gonna really rue the day. Let me quickly, because we're short on time. Iran, we've moved a carrier back into this big chess game, right, on the board, and we took a carrier that wasn't in there, and we moved it into a location closer to Iran in recent days. Elon Omar is on Twitter today going, oh, we're warmongering, we're saber rattling, we're doing all these, we're gonna. I've talked to generals and admirals over the last couple of days that have all told me, Kev, we have actionable intelligence. These guys are planning an attack on our soldiers in Syria and Iraq and our allies in Israel and other places. Us being there, just sitting there with a big plane and bombs that we can drop, kind of causes them to not want to do that.
I don't think we should put soldiers into the field. I think we should use our technology and defend our soldiers and defend all everything that is over there.
But does
Iraq.
The carrier sitting there, does it help them decide not to do what they were planning on doing?
You know, you have a $20 billion carrier there. If Iran does something stupid and fires 20 missiles at it, suppose we only knock out 18. Then you have a war.
Yeah.
Because we'll retaliate.
But hopefully they – and to their credit, the generals and admirals I spoke to said they didn't think that because we are there, they thought that the Iranians would change their plans. Junior, what do you think?
No, I agree with my father. Absolutely. I think that's also it's a warning sign from the president.
So would you take the carrier out or leave it there?
I would leave it there.
But I wouldn't provoke them.
No. I think that's wise. Even though they try constantly to provoke us, they run those speedboats at us without fail. And even when we make nice and we...
I would sink them by accident.
I'll ask Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin about that tomorrow on this very broadcast. We'll talk about that. Now, in the next hour, if you're in New York City and you've got AM 970 The Answer on your radio, you want to be listening because Cats at Night is coming your way. And of all things, John, the pressing item that we need to now ban in New York City, because, of course, banning things is really how you get things done, is the use of fur. What will Lady Margot do now, come wintertime?
Well, that's what... I don't believe... I told my wife I don't want her to wear fur.
Find out at the top of the hour. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're feeling run down or don't have energy like you used to, or maybe you feel like you got a little bit of that allergy cold stuff because it's been so uncharacteristically cold and rainy the last few days, it's time to not only try Balance of Nature, but let Balance of Nature go to work for you in their fruits and vegetables in capsule form, penetrating your body's defenses like nothing, and getting every bit of that energy fighting disease, fighting power activated for you in a way that nothing else will. They're not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule. They take out all the light, they take out all the water, they take out all the air. With tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies, now each capsule has 10 servings of fruits and vegetables contained therein. And once you start taking Balance of Nature, you feel great. You got better looking skin, a lot more energy. You don't get sick anymore. I haven't had bronchitis in years. It's time to improve the quality of your life. Talk to a Balance of Nature health coach today, which comes free with every offer, and see if getting the nutrition from over 10 servings of fruits and veggies can make a difference in your life. Use the discount code THEANSWER to receive free shipping on every order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code THEANSWER. That's 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751.
Tired of dealing with dummies? Experience the smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota. No hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, and no wasting time with dummies. Alex Kinsella, the general manager, prides himself on his low, low lease offers and 0% APR financing for up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And now my buddy Alex wants you to experience their new smart way to service. He's taking the same smart approach that's been so successful in selling cars into the service bay. So he said, Joe, I'm going to let you give the first 5 callers in the next 5 minutes a free multi-point inspection and oil change and filter if they call 855-621-9949 and say, Joe sent me. 855-621-9949 in the next 5 minutes. Get a free oil change and filter on me. 855-621-9949 and say, this one's on Joe. Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com. Tell them Joe sent you for the free oil change. All European makes excluded.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, it's Bagels and Broadway with me, Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9. I'll be talking theater, food, nightlife, day life, restaurants, and new food products. Theater, food, wine, what else do you need? AM 970.
If you love them enough to barely sleep, then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Cats at Night with John Katzimatidis is next. Sponsored by the Red Apple Group on AM 970. The Answer. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So much to yet talk about because there's so much breaking news all day long, and glad to be able to be part of it for your day every day here at Kevin McCullough Radio. Now, for those of you that have been hearing me in the last couple of days mention this, refer to this, coming up Monday at 6 p.m., there's going to start a program in Times Square in which the there's a billboard that's going to go live that is going to be in support of stopping Ilhan Omar. Omar Must Go is kind of the name of the campaign. And there's a Twitter feed, there's a website, there's all kinds of things you can now get connected with that you can be part of to lend your voice to this effort. But the racist, anti-Semitic tendencies of this, what appears to be a more committed loyalist to Somalia and the Palestinians and Islam than anything in America has really become problematic. And so her racism and her anti-Semitism is something that enough is enough. There are plenty of organizations that have now said no more, not anymore. And they're going to launch a billboard Monday night. You should start to try to arrive by 5 p.m. Take us with you, your little app on your phone. You can listen to the show the whole time you're there. I plan on joining the speakers and being part of the rally. We are going to have an enormous crowd in Times Square protesting Ilhan Omar and telling her that her time has come. She needs to step down from her position on her committee, etc. Now, if you want some really fun stuff, go to my Twitter feed and catch the tweet that I retweeted from Britt Hume. Two men flying literally off the top of a mountain, and they hit a the side of a plane. The plane's got the door open, and they land in the plane one at a time. It is the coolest thing I have ever seen in my life. You've got to go check that out. The other thing I want to just make mention of, John Katzimatidis Jr., of course, Cats at Night, heard here in New York every Wednesday. He tweeted this week. Joe Biden and his son Hunter flew on Air Force 2 to China while Biden was vice president. A few weeks later, Hunter Biden's company got a $1.5 billion deal from the Chinese government's Bank of China. Where's the collusion investigation on this? Have you heard anyone mention that? Anybody checking into it to see what that $1.5 billion from the Chinese governor's Bank of China means to what Hunter Biden then profited from? Shouldn't we be asking these questions of both sides of the aisle? I'm Kevin McCullough.